Scott City looking to go to 2-1 on the week in the third place game on Saturday at the Sterling Invitation against the Southeast Slain Trojans in a game where they really needed to bounce back after a heartbreaking loss to Hugoton in a game where they put a lot of effort into it and a 43-40 double overtime loss. Well, Southeast Slain would come back with a 10-0 run in the second half, and this is for Scott City probably a disappointing loss for him and one that could come back to haunt him down the stretch here, and hopefully it doesn't shake the Scott City confidence as they lost 49-47. The Beavers just could not get the ball moving in that second half, and for whatever reason, it just was tough sledding. The Beavers had all 18 of their points scored by Jackson Rumford in that second half. He ended up with a team-high 24, and it matched a season high for him there. But the Beavers shot just 2 of 9 in that third quarter. Southeast went on that 10-0 run, and it was back and forth and game on there as Southeast of Slain would come back and steal one from Scott City. The Beavers have now dropped four of their last five games, and they have a very tough stretch with Hugoton, Hayes, Ulysses, Lakin, Holcomb all on the horizon here in the next few games with nine games to go, and that's a tough stretch. Scott City's going to need to steal one of those games here if they want to have an opportunity to host a sub-state playoff game in Scott City. Beavers drop the third place game, but the Sterling Invitational 49-47 with Jackson Rumford for 24 points for Scott City. Gannon Jacobson, a sophomore, had 24 for Southeast of Saline.